听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 7, Section 1, Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Is that Mrs. Brown?
No, it isn't. It's Mrs. Bright.
Is she English?
No, she isn't. She's American.
Dialogue 2.
Where is Susan now?
She's in Glasgow.
Is Glasgow in England?
No, it's in Scotland.
Dialogue 3.
Who is the man over there? It's Mr. Watson. Is he a teacher? No, he's a doctor.
Dialogue 4.
My bag, please. Here's my ticket.
Thank you, madam. Here's your bag.
This is not my bag. It's Mrs. Brown's.
I'm sorry, madam. Is this yours?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Dialogue 5.
Excuse me, is this your book?
No, it's not mine.
Whose book is it then?
It's Pedro's, I think.
Dialogue 6.
Whose bicycle is that? Which one? The old green one. Oh, that's Robert's.
Dialogue 7.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at a photograph.
Is it interesting?
Yes, it's a picture of my girlfriend.
Dialogue 8.
Where's John at the moment?
In the garden.
What's he doing there?
He's weeding, I think.
Dialogue 9.
Are there any oranges in the kitchen?
No, I'm sorry. There aren't any.
Are there any bananas, then?
Yes, there are plenty of bananas.
Dialogue 10.
I want some butter, please.
How much do you want, madam?
Half a pound, please.
Thank you, madam.
Dialogue 11.
Is there any cream in the refrigerator?
No, there isn't any, I'm afraid.
Is there any milk, then?
Yes, there's plenty of milk.
Dialogue 12.
Where does Pedro come from?
He comes from Mexico City.
What language does he speak, then?
He speaks Spanish.
Dialogue 13.
What does your friend do? He's a bank clerk. Where does he work? At the Midland Bank in Birmingham.
Dialogue 14.
Do you like your apple?
Yes, it's nice and sweet. Is yours sweet too?
No, mine is rather sour.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Dialogue 15.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I want to see some cardigans.
What size do you take, madam?
About 40 inches, I think.
Section 2. A. Problems.
1. I really need some new curtains, but I'm afraid I can't sew.
2. My problem is that I can't find a job. Managers always say my hair is too long.
3. I do love listening to the radio, but I'm afraid my radio isn't working.
4. Just look at these shoes. They cost £45 last year, and they have holes in them now.
5. Do you know anything about cars? My car is using too much petrol.
B. Monologue.
John Haslam is talking about his garden.
You know, I don't really like the country. It's too quiet. There's not enough movement, not enough action, not enough to do. But I'm like most other people. I need some peace and quiet sometimes, and this little garden is my peace and quiet. It's big enough for me. During the summer, I may spend 3 or 4 hours out here. But even in the winter, I may come out here for an hour or two at the weekends, if the weather's good. It's a good place to sit with my typewriter. And it's a good place to sit with a book and a drink. And do you know something? I spend as much time out of the house now as I did when I lived in the country. Funny, isn't it?
C. Telephone conversation.
Yes, of course, but please answer correctly.
Hello, this is Betty.
Good evening. Is that 7896443?
Yes, it is. Would you like to talk to my mother?
Well, I'd like to talk to Mrs. Henderson.
Just a moment, I'll tell her.
Mrs. Henderson speaking. Who's calling, please?
This is Brian Murphy, Mrs. Henderson. I'm your new neighbour. I moved in yesterday.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Murphy. Welcome to Oak Lane. Can we give you any help?
Sorry to bother you, Mrs. Henderson, but I'd like to ask you some questions.
I'm never too busy to help a neighbour, Mr. Murphy. What would you like to know?
Well, first, could you tell me what time the milkman calls? And which day do the dustmen come? Who's the most dependable news agent? Oh, yes. Where is the nearest police station?
My goodness, Mr. Murphy, you have got a lot of questions. Look, I have an idea. Why don't you come to tea tomorrow afternoon? Then we can meet you and answer all your questions.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mrs. Henderson. What time shall I come?
Any time after 3 o'clock. We look forward to meeting you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Henderson.
Section 3. Dictation. Dictation 1.
Everything changes. Full stop. Once a lot of people went to the cinema to see silent films. Full stop. Then when talking pictures started, nobody wanted to see silent films anymore, full stop. But people still went to the cinema, and everybody knew the names of all the great film stars, full stop. Now we have television, full stop. People sit at home, night after night, watching their favourite programmes, full stop. But what is going to happen to the cinema? Question mark.
Dictation 2.
Dear Mr. Scott, thank you for your letter of the 15th of January, full stop. You say that you telephoned our office 5 times in 2 days and did not receive a reply, full stop. I am sorry about this, but we have had problems with our telephone, full stop. Yours sincerely, D. Renton.